We're not afraid to keep it real.
Keeping it real.
It's Aisha, RD and Prem on The Mixed Breakfast.
Operation Prem.
Yes, our attempt on getting Prem and changing him from a matcha to an oppa. Because, okay, look, RD, you and I, we like K-dramas. Yeah. We listen to, you know, some K-music.
Yeah.
Because I know there's more than just pop. But Prem,
yeah,
other than maybe Squid Game and Physical 100.
Hey, Psy. I know Psy.
Okay.
I know my Jisoo.
Okay, all right.
Have you really immersed yourself in this whole Hallyu culture?
No, don't need so many cultures out there.
Come on,
okay. You had fun, you know, when you learned about the culture. Then we learned about the language this week as well.
Mm-hmm. I am grateful to you both for, you know, starting this operation.
Right, and this time we're going to take you into the culture of food, Korean food. We went to Prem's kitchen to teach him. Well, not really teach him.
Internet taught him. We sort of supervised him.
Yeah, how to make kimchi.
In the next episode of Operation Prem.
Yes, our journey in turning Prem from a matcha into an oppa.
Mm. This time around, he's going to learn how to make kimchi.
That is like the number one. It's the staple food when it comes to the Korean diet, right?
So the key ingredients for making homemade kimchi. So we got sugar, salt.
Right.
This is a mixture of garlic and ginger.
Garlic and ginger.
Gochujang. Fish sauce.
Fish sauce.
Pepper,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We have some spring onion, we got radish.
Yep. Yeah, daikon radish. And of course, very important, this is napa cabbage.
Napa?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Minus the dog lah. And then we also got a chopping board, mm-hmm. and we've got a couple of bowls here, which are very important later on.
Okay. Now use your hands and massage the salt into the cabbage until it starts to soften a bit.
Okay. Remember, K massage.
Yes.
Sana. Do I need to?
Yogo.
Do I need to?
Yes.
Yogo.
So you want to make sure you open everything up and get the salt in. It's your yobo.
Yes.
Yobo?
Darling.
Ah. 안녕하세요, yobo.
Yeah.
안녕하세요.
And you know, you can always practice, you know, hemming it.
Like that, so you open that up.
Okay.
Opa,
Gangnam style.
Can't.
Mother, father, gentle
Monday,
touch.
Tuesday,
Wednesday.
Monday,
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
7 days a week.
Yes, that's right.
Flower,
flower.
In the mind,
right.
Smooth like butter.
Yes.
I'm feeling Cupid. Right?
Yeah, so it's fun, you know, having these guys in my house and learning how to make kimchi. I'm all about learning. But I said something yesterday, I remember, that would have caused kimchi gate.
Absolutely. Some massive scandal, right?
All right, look.
We almost cancelled the operation
because of that. Not we, you. Aisha wanted to tear me down and tear my house down.
I discovered that this operation could have been a complete waste of time.
And it's all because of Prem saying this.
I'm not a big fan of kimchi.
You're not? Did you guys get that on camera? I'm stripping him of his oppa.
Wait, you can't do that. Like, just I'm in it now.
It's the blood. It's like everything, okay? It's like you saying you don't like rice. How can you not like kimchi? Why are we even doing this in the first place?
No, don't get emotional.
It's a complete waste of time. We tried so hard, RD, and he doesn't like kimchi?
No, wait, get...
Let me speak.
I don't like the shop kimchi, but I like your kimchi. The one that Aisha makes.
That's why I'm thinking, is that a dirty joke?
Only dirty minded. See, the water all coming already.
Good. Mm. Yeah, it feels a bit more flimsy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so mix everything in, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. What do you mean you guess?
I guess.
So you put this in.
Okay.
You put all of this in.
All of that.
Yeah.
And then after that, you add your paste.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes. Are we going to use all the paste or half the paste?
Okay, so I'm guessing with this volume, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing with the radish is there to make the fermentation more effervescent.
Oh.
What?
The reason why. Effervescent.
What's it? Evanescence.
Yes. Bring me back to life.
So the radish is going to bring the kimchi to life.
They're going to cut. It's going to start talking.
All right, okay? Evanescence.
It's speaking Korean. that looks actually really good.
I know, right? So, do you guys remember when we were cooking rendang before? And the Chef Anis said, when you cook during Ramadan, the smell is how you... Because you can't taste,
right? Yes, right. So you tell. If it smells like the dish...
It's most likely going to taste like the dish.
Yes.
It smells like the dish.
We were in Prem's kitchen lah, okay, to teach him kimchi, or at least how to make it. We were his cheerleaders, also kind of, you know, dishing out instructions to him. And it was time for us to taste it. Well, Aisha couldn't taste it, so, you know, the chef's tongue is RD, so I decided to have a try.
Huh?
Smells like the dish.
Okay, RD, give it a try. Let me feed you.
Okay.
Aww, yabo. Kanchana?
Why is your face like that?
Kanchana?
No. Kanchana. Yeah.
Ah, good. Kanchana, yo!
Good. Good.
I know.
Prem, okay. Really good job.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. very proud.
You know, there's that actually, between us, the three of us, we're okay. We're very comfortable with food. But we have a food critic. The pan mi connoisseur of this team.
Okay. You know? Now, producer Joe, who's very vital to the Mixed Breakfast Lab.
Yeah.
She's also vital for the food industry here in Malaysia.
Absolutely.
Because her opinion will either make or break a business.
Correct.
Give her a crunchy bit. Give her the fun part.
Give her the crunchy one.
The crunchy one.
Crunchy so one.
Let me mix it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make sure, you know.
It's producer Joe, la, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. This is like a critic from Ratatouille.
You just try, la.
A nice crunchy bit.
Yeah,
you'll be quite.
Hold it.
That's a lot.
Let me feed you, la, producer Joe. Bite the whole thing, the whole thing. How's it? How's it?
Why are you so...
Try it, probably.
Hey, come on. Actually, once it's fermented,
right?
It's actually not too
Am I
bad.
Getting approval?
Done.
Forget about the salt. That salt will go away, man.
Needs a bit more sauce.
Sauce?
Yeah. Like that,
like that sauce?
Scrape everything like, with your finger. No, this part.
Really? More sauce?
Maybe it ferments and that's when the sauce sabati inside.
Yeah. Because the moisture is going to be mixing with that. It's going to dilute it. It's going to shrink.
And then the more it sits, the more it's going to release its liquid.
Okay.
Towards the end, it was a bit bland.
Ah, because it hasn't soaked in. That's why we fermented for...
Guys, let's ferment
this. 1 to 5 days.
It tasted good. I liked it. I can't wait till it's like fully fermented. Don't forget, Prem, you have to release the gas that's inside, okay?
Okay, I'm excited. Thank you for the approval from you and producer Joe, but critic number one is Aisha. I think I'm going to bring it tomorrow and she can book up puasa with it.
Oh.
Okay, it fully ferments. Actually, bring it for everybody, lah. So we don't... And then we all jump on Zoom around buka puasa time.
Okay.
And then we can actually give you real feedback.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of work.
Really?
Yeah, it does. Just the way you like it. You like it. Everything 100% real. True story. The Mixed Breakfast with Aisha, RD, and Frame.